the Mudcats from 1 to 5 at Jamesport Winery, and Hydrium Sextet at the Sage Cafe. Ossie Del Moore and the Soldiers of Justice, Wicked Willie's 9 p.m. till midnight. Downward Dogs at the Velvet Lounge at the Curry Club in Easytalk at 7 p.m. Jay Riley doing a live performance recording at the Cup. And Dog Star Compromise, Grey Horse Tavern, 10 p.m. Sunday, May 30th, Susie Esmond, West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center, Jazz Brunch, 11 to 2 at Jamesport Vineyard. Ossie Del Moore and the Soldiers of Justice, Wicked Willie's, 9 p.m. till midnight. Quadrilove Reggae Band at Wicked Willie's, 9 p.m. till midnight. And the Rhythm Kings are at Popeye's in Corum. And if you're a local venue, band, or promoter, and you want to get your gig on the concert billboard, send an email to Scene, that's S-C-E-N-E, at WUSB.FM. And as always, thanks for listening to the concert billboard right here on WUSB Stony Brook.
Hey, everybody. It's bluegrass time. And a great big howdy, friends. It's Bluegrass time right here at WUSB in Stony Brook. My name's Buddy. I'll be your host this evening. And in the studio with me, everybody's favorite bluegrass singer and bass player, Ernie Sykes.
Thanks, Buddy. How you doing? Nice to be back here on Bluegrass Time.
Well, it's good to have you, Ern. We don't do this enough, and so I think we're going to have a good time tonight.
Well, we have a very special occasion to celebrate tonight, so.
That's right. One of my favorite and one of the great first-generation artists in bluegrass, Mack Wiseman, had a birthday.
Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we're going to say how old he is? I think we can.
Sure, yeah, it was a milestone. 85. He's 85. Still, even though he's retired, he's still recording and still. He's at his house. He broke his leg last year, his hip, and then he broke it again in October after IBMA. And look out below! Anyway, he was recovering, and while he was doing that, people wanted him to record, so. Leona Williams being one of them, the former wife of Merle Haggard, and also Dave Kirby, the guy that wrote Is Anybody Going to San Antone, Charlie Pride song, for those of you that keep up with that stuff. Anyway, she sent a recording engineer over to his house and had him record some vocals on it. He went ahead and obliged her by recording some harmony she didn't ask for, so he's not messing around at 85. He's still really on top of his game still.
And, you know, when Scott Rouse, I guess, wanted to do the Groovegrass project, thought of Mack.
That's right. Well, why not, you know? I mean, Mack Wiseman has made a career out of not ever being afraid or turning his back on trying something else with his music. We are here featuring a lot of the bluegrass that he did tonight, but we're also going to play some of the other stuff, because he did straight-ahead pop music with strings. He did rock and roll in the 50s, you know. He did
all kinds of stuff.
Real great country music. That goes without saying, of course, along with the bluegrass. But
well, there wasn't as much of a difference between the two styles. Well, there was...
Not between the bluegrass and the country, maybe.
Yeah. But, I mean, even when the country electrified a little bit, there still was that, you know, that the rawness to it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, you know, absolutely.
It's kind of lost these days. But we won't get into that, will we, Ernie?
No,
not tonight.
We'll just say that in the next hour we have a really big surprise.
All right, good. Let's do it that way. All right? So I guess we'll start out with some of the early stuff. And, you know, I learned something just recently, too. I thought that, I knew Mack had played with, I guess, Molly O'Day was the first one.
Well, that was his first recording.
Yeah, his first recording.
He had a band before that.
But I thought he was a bluegrass boy and then went with Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, but in fact it was the other way around. He recorded with Flatt and Scruggs, at least three sides with them, back in 46, 47, something like that. And so I figured, let's start out with that, and he's singing harmonies.
You know, it's got to make you wonder if Bill didn't like it when Lester and Earl left. I wonder if he didn't like it when Mack went over there with Bill, Lester and Earl, and made them records with them, you see.
Well, that's what I mean. I believe he made the records with them first.
Oh,
so
it's
maybe,
the other way around.
Mack went with Bill, and that probably made Bill feel pretty good.
Let's listen to the record.
Yeah, let's do it. Flatt and Scruggs, back in the 40s, and Mack Wiseman doing some singing on Bluegrass Time, friends, here at WUSB in Stony Brook.
Yet you have time. Don't let old Satan lead you on down the line. Just tell old Satan to stay out of your way.
God loves his children,
brother,
every day. God loves his children, brother, yes, I know. He will protect you in it where you go. Just call upon him, he will hear your prayer.
God will protect you,
brother,
anywhere. Every day, nothing can change me, and I'm glad to say
God loves his children,
brother,
every day. God loves his children, brother, yes, I know. He will protect you anywhere you go. Just call upon him, he will hear your prayer.
God will protect you,
brother,
anywhere. God loves his children, brother, yes, I know. He will protect you anywhere you go. Just call upon him, he will hear your prayer.
God will protect you,
brother,
anywhere. Wonderful to know when you leave this world below that you're going to make heaven your home. I'm going to make heaven my home, sweet home. I'm left in this world all alone. No mother or dad, I've lost all I had, and I'm going to make heaven my.
Someday we'll meet again, sweetheart. We'll meet and never more too far.
goodbye now, don't be blue. Try to be happy and be true. And remember what I say, sweetheart, we'll meet again someday. Someday we'll meet again, sweetheart. We'll meet and never more to part.
Well, there's some Flat and Scruggs featuring the great tenor singing of Mack Wiseman. And we've got Ernie Sykes in the studio with us, friends. Woo, how about the phones are lighting up? No, I appreciate it, Ernie. And I'll tell you, I know I really am constantly amazed at how much you do remember and know about the old country recordings and bluegrass recordings. And I know you, one of your favorites is Mack Wiseman. You were saying that one of your first recollections of hearing bluegrass music was...
That last song we listened to, Someday We'll Meet Again, Sweetheart, with that tenor, the way Mack sang it, you know.
Oh, yeah. And let's see, before that we heard I'm Gonna Make Heaven My Home, started out with God Loves His Children, off a Bear Family box set of Flat and Scruggs music. Because that's where the only place you can get this stuff these days, it seems like, is...
Those were recorded in 1948.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that was before Mack Wiseman went with Bill Monroe. And we're going to listen to some of that in a bit. First, a little PSA.
13% of college students in America indicate that excessive computer use has had a negative impact on their academic performance. If your time on the computer is causing problems for you, then you need to make some changes. Computer addiction is a real problem. The Center for Prevention and Outreach can help. Call today to speak to a counselor at 631-632-6450. That's 631-632-6450. Don't let your computer take control of your life.
All right, let's continue on with some more bluegrass music featuring the vocals of Mack Wiseman, although this said it won't be singing tenor.
Right, that's for sure.
He from Flat and Scruggs, he moved on to Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys and recorded a few sides with Bill, and we picked out three of them that we're going to listen to. First one's Can't You Hear Me Calling, and... we'll let it roll after that, and we'll tell you what it is when we come back. And this was recorded back in the late 40s. Let's listen to it and see what Mack Wiseman and Bill Monroe sounded like together.
I believe this is 1949, 10 years after Bill brought the bluegrass to the Opry.
Yes, sir. That's
right.
Sir.
Somebody's killing, I'm slowing it down.
Oh, The days are long, the nights are lonely. Since you've left me all alone, I loved you so, my little darling. I've worried so since you've been gone. Now the night we parted, a big mistake has caused it all. If you return, sunshine will fall. To stay away would mean my fall. Shining. When I looked up, I saw your face. Sweetheart of mine, can't you hear me calling? A million times I loved you, babe. I mistreated you, Lord, and I'm sorry. Come back to me.
remember, dear, not long ago, you said you'd be my own. I never thought you'd go away, leave me all alone. The kind of love you had for me, a fine sweetheart grows cold. But now you're gone and left me here to travel this lonesome road. I'm traveling down this lonesome road, oh, how I hate to go. The wind and storm are raging high, and it's awful cold. My mind drifts back to you, sweetheart, and I love you so. Now you've gone and left me here to travel this first 10,000 miles, oh, how I need you, dear. You broke my heart, you left me here, now I'm growing old. Why did you go and leave me, dear, to travel this lonesome road? I'm traveling down this lonesome road, oh, how I hate to go. The wind and storm are raging high, my mind is back to you, sweetheart, and I love you so. Now you've gone and left me here to travel this lonesome road.
All right, friends, there's some music by Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys here at WUSB in Stony Brook, Bluegrass Time. And we're featuring the singing and guitar playing on that set of Mac Wiseman, and singing Traveling Down That Lonesome Road. And before that, the instrumental, the Bluegrass Stomp. And started out with Can't You Hear Me Calling. And I did neglect to mention, we kicked off the show tonight with Divine Time, tune off the Backroads Mandolin record. And I want to send that out to the memory of Pete Bonhote, who passed away yesterday, and a great guy, so we'll think about him. And that's why I selected Divine Time, because it was written for his daughter Kathy, so that ties all that in and makes some sense there. All right, let's get a PSA here and then we'll be back.
If you're in financial trouble, credit cards can seem like a lifesaver, but in fact, they may be dragging you down even further. Here are some of the warning signs you should be watching out for.
One.
Do you use your credit card to buy basics like groceries? Using your card will only make things worse. With all the interest you'll pay, groceries can end up costing you twice what you'd pay in cash.
Two.
Can you afford to pay only the minimum payments on your card each month? If so, it will take you years to get out of debt, and you could end up paying literally thousands of dollars in interest.
Three.
Are you using cash advances or convenience checks from one credit card to pay off another? What you really need to do is pay off the debt, not just shuffle it from card to card. If any of these warning signs apply to you, look closely at your budget and see if there's anything you can do to free up more cash. Use this cash to pay off your credit card debt. In the long run, that's the best investment you can make. So get a financial life. I'm Beth Kobliner.
Alrighty, we've touched down with some of the early recordings Mac Wiseman did with Flat and Scruggs and Bill Monroe. And now we're going to go to another Bear family, German company, that put together a great box set of Mac Wiseman's early music.
Mm-hmm.
The disc is called "'Tis Sweet to Be Remembered." Jeez, I don't know if there's four or five discs in this. There's
five in the first one.
Five of them in the first one. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you want to find out about Mac Wiseman's music, boy, That one or the On Susan's Floor, the other box set, are two really great places to start because they get just about everything in there.
That's for sure.
And Ernie, you got to know Mac a little bit when you were down in Nashville, didn't you?
Yeah, well, it started actually, you know, back when we were playing with the Sykes Boys back in the 70s, and got to know Mac a little bit then, and then a little bit more when I was with the Bluegrass Cardinals, you know, and,
sure.
and then when I was with the Reno Brothers, we actually played some dates with them at the Willie Nelson Theater out in Branson.
Were you his backup band, Jimmy?
We were his band, yeah, for not the whole time, but we did a week or two, and they had two different acts on that show. And that was a great time. I think that's when I really started to get to know Mac. And then, of course, he came into the Reno Brothers TV show. And during that time, I was driving a car, and I parked it at the motel when we were taping in Owensboro, Kentucky. And I drove my car in from Nashville. And it caught on fire at the motel we were all staying at. And so I just left it there, and I wound up riding back to Nashville with Mac and his wife.
Nice.
It was a very nice trip back, and you know, there I was in Max Lincoln going back to Nashville.
I guess if you got to get driven home because your car went on fire, I guess
with Mac Wiseman, you know, it was great. In fact, the other day he was talking about the party they had on Sunday at the Texas Troubadour Theater down there in Nashville, and he mentioned that his children were all there, or five of them anyway, I think five of them, and that Marge was there, his wife, also. He said she still talks about that time that you rode home with us. She remembers that time you rode home with us because your car burned up. So that's kind of nice, you know. But musically, Mac had nearly as much to do with my song selection down through the years. Some of it was his, but... As my own father had, actually, you know, so and more than anything, he was a mentor to me.
Sure, and as I was looking through these box sets, I saw so many tunes that found their way into the Sykes Boys song list that, I mean, I knew that that your dad was heavily influenced by him, but I didn't realize as I saw them all, maybe not all of them, you know, were from his rendition or his arrangement or anything, but definitely a lot of similar material there.
Well, the thing about Mac for me is, because you know, it's not just whether it's a bluegrass song or whether it's what kind of song it is, it's just that Mac did songs that fit his voice no matter what the style of the music was. If he could do it, he did it. And we're going to try to get a few examples of some of that stuff in.
Yeah, we'll get some of the country tonight. Stuff in, too.
Oh, yeah, that's fine stuff. Well, we know Mac can sing a country song now. There's no question about that.
Well, you know, as I was looking through the box sets and just jotting down tunes, and, I mean, I couldn't have listened to all however many albums there are in a few days. I just jotted down some of the ones that I was familiar with and some that I might not have heard him, but could really imagine, could hear his voice in there singing them. But as usual, we've got way too much material. So why don't we go ahead and get a set of some early stuff that he had out on his own.
Right.
And
there's no sense in talking about him. Let his voice do the storytelling, because once you've heard Mac Wiseman sing a song, you know it's been sung.
And I'll tell you, the other just great thing about it is as soon as you hear him open his mouth, you know it's Mac Wiseman, you know?
And you know why they call him the voice with a heart.
There you go. All right, so we're working off the computer here tonight, and we're going to just hope that everything works for us. Here's the title track to this box set out on Bear Family Records, and one of his big hits called "Tis Sweet to Be Remembered." And it sounds like this.
As I travel over this world, does this revive open mind? And the messages I get from a dear one left behind, they were filled with the sweetest words, and so touched me when I heard peril there can I forget. These are some things that she said. This way to be remembered on a bright or gloomy day. This way to be remembered by a dear one far away. This way to be remembered, remembered, remembered. This way to be remembered when you are far away. It's been many years since we were childhood sweethearts, blissful days that I never shall forget. And you know I still love you, little darling, though the years bring me only regret. Oh, I love you, my darling, how I love you. If I talk, will you try to understand? It's no matter how you treat me, I love you, and I'll still write your name in the sand. Same old refrain. Oh, I love you, my darling, how I love you. If I talk, will you try to understand? It's no matter how you treat me, I love you, and I'll still write your name in the sand. Grieves me more than I can stand. Though I've lost the only one that I care for, I will still write your name in the sand. Oh, I love you, my darling, how I love you. If I talk, will you try to understand? It's no matter how you treat me, I love you, and I'll still write your name in the sand. Four walls around me and the memory of your face. Why can't I be happy? Why can't I forget? With four walls around me, I wish we'd never met. With four walls around me, it gets so lonesome, dear, dreaming of you, darling, and wishing you were here. Four walls around me, my heart is full of pain, trying to forget you, but it's all in vain. Oh, someday you'll be sorry you left me all alone. With four walls around you, you'll remember how you done wrong. Your time is coming, and I know it won't be long. You'll have nothing there but four walls and the memory of this song. With four walls around me, it gets so lonesome, dear, dreaming of you, darling, and wishing you were here. Four walls around me, my heart is full of pain, trying to forget you, but it's all in vain. With four walls around me, it gets so lonesome, dear, dreaming of you, darling, and wishing you were here. Four walls around me, my heart is full of pain, trying to forget you, but it's all in vain.
All righty. There's our first set of Mac Wiseman music. What do you think, Ernie? How was that stuff?
That's the classic Mac right there. Too Sweet to Be Remembered and Are You Coming Back to Me are both tunes that Mac not only made very popular, but he also created them. He wrote them. So it's many talents Mac had, you know. And at this time, too, he was right around this time, he was also working as an A&R director for Dot Records. So he was also responsible for getting other songs to other artists, you know, and overseeing sessions. And most of the A&R guys in those days were in charge of getting material to different artists and trying to push songs. But maybe we'll have a little bit more about that after a while.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And then right after that, we heard Still Write Your Name in the Sand and Four Walls. Yeah. Four Walls Around Me, actually.
That's right.
Not to be confused with the Jim Reeves Four Walls to Hear Me, you know, that one.
Mm.
Different song.
Two good numbers there, though.
Actually, they are.
All right. Well, let's continue on.
I want to remind the folks that we're playing all this Mac Wiseman music because Sunday, Mac celebrated a landmark 85th birthday and over 65 years in the entertainment business.
That's amazing, man.
And even though he's retired, he's still going strong and still making records. And people just want to hear Mac Wiseman because he still sings like that.
Well, also, I mean, he really is truly one of the few first-generation bluegrass artists that are still out, you know, still alive.
That's right. That's sure. But not only is he a treasure, but he's out there and he's active and a vital and vibrant member of the bluegrass and or country industry. Not only was he a founding member of the Country Music Association, the CMA, but he was also a founding member of the International Bluegrass
right.
Music Association. Mm-hmm. So he's definitely been around. He's been involved, you know, all facets of the music, both sides of the microphone. And he's been a DJ. He's been an artist. He's been a union representative. He's been everything. So anyway, here's some more music of Mac Wiseman.
This is one of my favorites, The Girl of My Dreams.
An A.P. Carter number.
That's right.
You down in a lover's lane. You were just like an angel, my little blue-eyed Jane. We walked along, we sang a song, the birds were singing too. But be like heaven here on earth, be again with you, for you were the girl of my dreams. But it seems that my dreams will never come true. Sit out in the old fort swing. The stars were shining brightly while softly you would sing. You sang of happy days gone by, you made me happy too. But be like heaven here on earth, to be again with you, for you were the girl of my dreams. But it seems that my dreams will never come true. Me too, that you would be my own. But now you've gone so far away, left me all alone. Another man has won your hand and took your love from me. But you still linger in my heart and in my memory, for you were the girl of my dream. But it seems that my dream will never come true. My dream, but
it seems that my dreams will never come true. There are people who would rather live in splendor and brag about their silver and their gold, and people who would trade God's promise for His glory to hold. There are people who would rather live in mansions. There are people who would rather live abroad. But I'd rather have a little old cabin by the side of the road. I'd rather live by the side of the road and try to point souls to the blessed abode than to be a king or a millionaire and live in mansions in bright array. I'd rather do a neighborly deed for a traveler here or a friend in need. I'd rather live by the side of the road and help some pilgrim along life's way. Where the pilgrimage a man is passing by and help to point some soul to Jesus and that city on high. Every day I want to help to scatter roses. Every night I want my lamp to shine abroad with the welcome from my little bay window by the side of the road. I'd rather live by the side of the road and try to point souls to the blessed abode than to be a king or a millionaire and live in mansions in bright array. I'd rather do a neighborly deed for a traveler here or a friend in need. I'd rather live by the side of the road and help some pilgrim a long life's way. Don't let your sweet love die like the flowers in the fall. Don't take away the smiles and leave the bitter tears. My heart believes in you. Please say you love me true. Don't leave me now to face the lonely years. I drifted all alone, no one to call my home. And then you came like an angel from the sky. You said we'd never part, don't leave and break my heart. Be mine alone, don't let your sweet love die. Say they will bloom again someday. Will you love me when the rose buds open wide? I'll leave your kiss to be only a memory. I need you so, don't let your sweet love die. Don't let your sweet love die like the flowers in the fall. Without you, life would be like death. So used to you, I can't believe it's true. Don't say goodbye, don't let your sweet love die. I drifted all alone, no one to call my own. And then you came like an angel from the sky. You said we'd never leave and break my heart. Don't leave me now, don't let your sweet love die. And the memory of your kiss remained with me. I thought we'd be so happy, dear, there together through the years. Now I'm left here all alone, remembering, remembering the day we met and wondering if you ever really loved and cared for me. In our future, you and me left it all in memory, but I've relived it o'er and o'er, remembering. Many things that have made my aching heart look longingly. In the days spent happily, when alone just you and me, such a lovely past I see, remembering. I believe with all my heart you wanted me.